The Hammer of God, Disc 3.
Chapter 18. Excalibur. It was the largest scientific experiment ever made, because it embraced the entire solar system. Excalibur's origins went back to the bizarre, indeed now hardly believable, days of the almost forgotten Cold War, when two superpowers had confronted each other with nuclear weapons that could destroy the very fabric of civilization, and perhaps even threaten the survival of mankind as a biological species. On one side was the entity calling itself the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, which, as later historians were fond of pointing out, might have been a Soviet, whatever that meant, but was certainly neither a union, nor socialist, nor a republic. On the other side was the United States of America, named with considerably greater accuracy. By the last quarter of the 20th century, the two opponents possessed thousands of long-range rockets, each capable of carrying a warhead that could destroy a city. Understandably, attempts were made to find counterweapons that could prevent such missiles from reaching their targets. Prior to the discovery of force fields, more than 100 years later, no complete defense was possible, even in theory. Nevertheless, frantic efforts were made to design anti-missile missiles and laser-equipped orbiting fortresses that could provide at least partial protection. Looking back on those times, it is difficult to decide whether the scientists who advanced some of these schemes were cynically exploiting the genuine fears of naive politicians, or sincerely believed that their ideas could be turned into practical reality. Those who didn't live in the aptly named Century of Sorrows should not judge them too harshly. Undoubtedly, the craziest of all the counterweapons proposed was the X-ray laser. It was theorized that the enormous energy produced by the explosion of a nuclear bomb could be converted into highly directional beams of X-rays so powerful that they could destroy enemy missiles thousands of kilometers away. The Excalibur device, understandably full details were never published, would have resembled a sea urchin, spines pointing in all directions, with a nuclear bomb at its center. Each spine would, in the microseconds before it evaporated, generate a laser beam, every one aimed at a different missile. It needs little imagination to see the limitations of such a single-shot weapon, especially against an enemy who refused to cooperate by launching his missiles in convenient bunches. Nevertheless, the basic theory behind the bomb-powered laser was sound, though the practical difficulties of creating it had been grossly underestimated. In fact, the whole project was abandoned after scores of millions of dollars had been wasted upon it. Yet, not entirely wasted. Almost a century later, the concept was revived, again as a defense against missiles, but this time those created by nature, not by man.